The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman with Entertainment News. Cirque du Soleil is back on tour with another surreal spectacle. It's called Luzia, a dazzling acrobatic presentation that takes its audience to an imaginary world where light combines with spirit and rain to celebrate the beauty and magic of Mexican culture. BOA reporter Jacopo Luzzi takes us backstage for a behind-the-scenes look at what it takes to produce one of the most fascinating shows on Earth.
Mixed light, color, and natural imagery with acrobatic athleticism. And you have the recipe for another visual spectacle from the Canadian-based performing troupe Cirque du Soleil. Described as a waking dream in an imaginary Mexico, these performers say Luzia engages the human spirit with music and song in a universal language everyone can understand.
Dentro del show hay artistas.
Within the show, there are Russians, Poles, French, Americans, Mexicans, Colombian artists. So really what I have learned after having been here for so long is that there is no language. The language is really from the heart, and it's love. There are many people who come and do not know Spanish and still understand the message of the show that is very profound and very beautiful.
With a cast of 44 artists from 15 countries, Cirque du Soleil 38th production uses the thematic elements of luz, meaning light, and lluvia, or rain, to transport its audience to a surreal world inspired by the richness of Mexican culture. Despite its uplifting themes, this is dangerous, death-defying work for performance. Backstage acrobatic artist Martha Henderson says nothing is ever left to chance.
We never go out if we are not confident that nothing will happen, but I'm sure that when you're starting, it is dangerous.
That means hours of preparation and practice, from perfecting a difficult routine or maneuver, to choosing and ironing their own costumes. Behind the scenes, there is little time for rest. These artists are always training, honing their skills over and over to make each performance appear effortless. It can be an exciting life, traveling to dozens of countries and thrilling audiences around the world. But Cornejo says it's a life that requires sacrifice and commitment.
Es muy bonito, fíjate que, bueno.
It's very nice. In each city, we stayed around 2 months or 2.5 months. And you really have the opportunity to live as locals in the city. And it's something that I really like.
The Montreal-based troupe will travel next to Boston before its final and climatic performance later this year in Mexico City, the vibrant and colorful city that inspired Luzia. Jacopo Luzzi, VOA News, Washington.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Join us next week for Entertainment News.
That was a program from the Voice of America.